It's hard to go through a news day without hearing something about, say, border control or that pervasive term, fake news. Well, next week, Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist Sonia Nasario will address both topics at a Bakersfield College forum. Nasario recently spoke with FM89's Monica Velez and starts by talking about how she went from being an investigative reporter to more of an advocate for immigrants.
I believe that when you become kind of an expert after I write about social and social justice issues for 30 years, but I've covered immigration on and off for decades now. And I think I have a pretty good sense of what works and what doesn't work. Some of it pisses off the left and some of it pisses off the right. But I think that journalists, once they kind of come to some truth about solutions, what the problems are and what the solutions are to those issues, I think we have kind of a duty to try to inform people about how we see those things. And if necessary, become an advocate for people who don't have a voice. And that's kind of the path that I've taken in the last 10 years. I have a very different prescription for what I think needs to happen on immigration than most people. I'm hoping to talk some about that.
Can you talk a little bit more about that, about how your opinion kind of, you said, differs from others?
Yeah. Well, I think that you have to recognize that a vast majority of people now coming to the United States are not coming from Mexico. 53% caught at the southern border are from three very violent countries in Central America, El Salvador, Honduras, and Guatemala. And I think the first thing that we need to do is focus a lot more on violence prevention programs and efforts that try to reduce violence and corruption and strengthen very weak governments in those three countries. The U.S. has violence prevention programs in those three places. We've helped fuel some of the mayhem in various ways in these countries over, you know, actually centuries, but certainly in the last three or four decades in specific ways. And so I wrote in the New York Times a couple of years ago about very effective violence prevention programs that reduce violence in the most violent parts of the world. And I think we have to do a lot more at addressing the root causes of what is driving people out of these countries. When you look at the surveys of why most of these children are migrating here alone and most families are migrating here from those countries, it's often people who have been victimized by violence once, or the greatest predictor is you've been victimized by violence many times. And I think until you change that, nothing will deter them. We saw that even tearing babies out of the arms of mothers didn't deter that. So I think first we need to do a lot. We have to be focused a lot more on that. And then I think we have to recognize that that we led the movement in the world after World War II at protecting people running from harm, protecting refugees and people who seek asylum, and that the number of people who are seeking that right now is very low and very manageable, given the migration that we've seen, you know, 20 years ago. So I think that we need to have people push to be much more welcoming towards refugees.
All the years that you spent, you know, writing about social issues and, you know, immigration, how have things, I don't know, I guess, changed over time? Have you seen anything similar happening from when you first started writing about this stuff to now?
Well, I think when I first started reporting my book, Enrique's Journey, which I'll be talking some about, I was looking at how millions of single mothers have come to the United States in recent decades, and they would leave their children behind in Central America and Mexico, and their children would despair after not seeing their mothers for 5 or 10 years and set off on their own on this journey to go find them in the United States. When I started looking at this, you know, mostly these women and these children were migrating to the United States for a better life, for economic reasons. And I think, you know, a lot of the backlash that we've seen in recent years on the immigration issue is more a response to what happened between 1990 and 2010, when we saw, 27 million people came here during those two decades, legally and not, more numerically than at any time in our nation's history. So there was this huge surge of migrants coming to the United States, mostly coming for economic reasons. Today, I think the numbers are way, way down. Despite this, for one in four Americans, immigration is the largest issue in their minds in this country. And yet, the number of people we apprehend at the border has gone from 1.6 million a year to 300,000 a year. It's a fraction of the number of people who were coming previously. And the nature of why they're coming has changed radically. While many people are still coming for a better life, vast majority are coming because someone is trying to kill them back home.
And will you guys be addressing this whole phrase, fake news?
We're going to talk some about how to combat the attacks on the media. I believe that there has to be a much greater attempt in high schools at producing media literacy so people can understand when they look on websites what's fake and what's not. We need to have a lot more attention paid to that. I think that newspapers and media outlets, public radio, television, have to have a much greater connection with the public in their mission to hold people in power accountable, to educate the public. That's what I got into journalism to do, to try to hold people in power accountable for what they were doing, and to try to really explain some of the biggest social and social justice issues of our time. And especially Joaquin Alvarado, who will be moderating the session, he's been making really creative efforts at trying to connect communities with their media outlets so that they can work together in this mission.
What do you hope people take away from this event in Bakersfield, if anything?
I'm hoping in coming to Bakersfield that we'll give people a better sense of the immigration issue and kind of a clearer sense of what's happening on this issue and what could work as real solutions on immigration. And I'm hoping that we'll have a really wonderful discussion about how can the media really not just fight back against the fake news label and the sense that we are the enemy of the people, but how can we have better connections with communities and the public and have greater transparency? How can we have more programs in high schools that promote news literacy so that people are equipped to really buy into their local news organizations and support them and work with them in what are all our shared goals? We all want to understand our society better, be better educated about what's going on, and find solutions to the problems that we see in our society. And so hopefully we will discuss all the different ways that Bakersfield and the media in that community can work together to try to move forward on all of those fronts. That's what I'm hoping for.
Again, we are here with Pulitzer Prize winning journalist Sonia Nazario, who will be speaking at Bakersfield College next week.